Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
It's the freezing Antarctic tundra, and a legion of soldiers is marching through the snow.
Oh, Sergeant, I got a bad feeling about this.
Clad in battle armor, adorned with massive antlers, and bearing a grotesque udder, the berserker Blothar walks into the light.
Father of war! What troubles my sight?
Of course, we're not really in Antarctica. We're at the National Theater here in Richmond, Virginia. And the armies of men are members of Gwar's crew with comically extended necks. As the rest of the song unfolds, these men get a gruesome end as fake blood sprays all over the audience to massive applause. Created in the mid-80s by a group of misfits attending Virginia Commonwealth University, the early days of Gwar saw young artists pushing political and moral boundaries. Their message was often obscene beyond belief. Some reoccurring themes are far too extreme to detail on NPR. But the backbone of their work was always creative and rooted in satirizing popular thought. It also helped develop the artists and the city into what they are today.
I think that Richmond has a really, unknown to a lot of people, a really long subversive bohemian history that a lot of people aren't aware of because of its location, because it's sort of a forgotten little crack in the sidewalk, because of the art school. And I think we're part of that.
That's Bob Gorman, a member of Gwar since 1988. He now runs the Slave Pit, the band's creative studio located in Richmond's Scott's Addition neighborhood. Gorman was alongside the band's infamous longtime creative leader Dave Brockie in those early days. Brockie's words and brain, teamed up with Gorman and his cohort's crafting skills, created some memorable, albeit terrifying, props. Down at the National, there's still a few hours before the band's opening show on their fall 2017 national tour. I'm sitting backstage with the berserker Blothar, known out of costume as Dr. Mike Bishop. While a founding member, Bishop has been in and out of the band ever since. He took over as lead singer after Brockie died in 2014. Now on their 14th studio album, The Blood of Gods, released earlier this month, Blothar said modern America, politically and socially, has made it harder to embrace the old taboos that helped launch the band many years ago.
Gwar's struggle to keep up with the depravity of humanity. You know, the way that Gwar makes meaning is through satire and through this weird sort of enactment, you know, enacting these horrors.
And that horror has found a lasting home here in Richmond. In addition to having permanent pieces of the Valentine, a museum devoted to Richmond's history, there's also Gwar Bar, a restaurant owned by the band's founders. And VCU's new modern art museum, the Institute of Contemporary Art, is set to open next spring with an exhibit highlighting Gwar's legacy. Stephanie Smith, chief curator of the ICA, said the band exists on the edges of cultural production.
With Gwar, you've got this really even-handed protest of basically everything, and they do it with great humor and wit and kind of over-the-top intensity that's translated not only in their performance, but also in their costumes.
Back at the National, as Gwar looms on stage for their encore, the band launches into an AC/DC cover that ends the new record, and once again, the crowd goes wild.
If you want blood!
From Richmond, I'm Brad Cutner, and yes, I want blood.
I want you to bleed.